I'm Josh.
I'm Ursu.
I'm Shaniqua.
And this is Weightless.
On the surface, this show is about space travel. But for me, the end goal is having fewer thoughts per minute. The TPM. Thoughts per minute. The TPM. If there are too many thoughts per minute, we can become dysregulated. I'd like to pause a moment right now to get our TPM lower. We can use hope as a way to escape, get comfort, and distract ourselves. We want to be saved from regret. Open the gate to let our fear of being judged run far, far away from home. Leave the earth, flee the now, when we're cornered. How? Everything falls apart. No options to escape, end, or start. Beyond the sticky tape, there it is. Land ho! The present, the peace, it's waiting. There below, here, on the other side of fear. In that yin receptive silence, we don't need to suppress fear or any emotion. We don't need an action, view, or plan to remove the empty present. The empty present.
The complete coward who acts anyway is thus made brave.
The empty present. Oh yeah, and I agree about lowering the TPM, but it can be scary to feel unwanted. It may be scary to feel unwanted feelings.
To consider any truth exists in an unflattering ideas and images we have about ourselves.
It takes courage to look at yourself, and maybe a good sense of humor too.
Because the mind prefers to plan to control the feelings and deliver a flattering self-image.
People will accept you and you'll feel safe and loved.
You're both talking about the desire to be received well by others. Meditation and Tai Chi are about being receptive to yourself and the moment. It's all about lowering the TPM, the thoughts per minute. To do that, we can greet thoughts and images as friends.
Even if they're being critical of me?
Yes. To lower our TPM, we greet thoughts with kindness, as a friend with a message to share.
Would a friend wake me up at 2 a.m. to tell me to be afraid, or how I failed to do something? That's not a friend.
What you experience at 2 a.m. could become daily for those in space for months at a time.
We're rarely told to run towards what we fear.
Yeah, because it's scary. Oh. We're taught to seek hope, find the brighter side, smooth it over.
It's all about wanting to prove we are strong, in control, safe, desired, worthy, funny, and lovable.
If your motive is to have control and get proof of worth, you fear the empty present. You are contracted.
Our yang thoughts want to make us feel safe. So they tell us when to start, keep going, or quit.
Yes, their goal is to help us control how we feel, how we see ourselves and our situation.
All in the name of having proof of worth and conditional love.
Yes.
So if hopelessness is our ground, then fear of death is the background.
As it drives our choices around what we want to do or stop doing.
Before liftoff, you have deeper motivations than proving you are brave or being seen as special.
Now you're there, feeling angry, confused, and
disappointed because you don't really know why you did it in the first place.
Floating in outer space, unable to face our cubicle at work. A marriage lacking passion, needing to ration.
Elias, wondering why this isn't giving me what I want? Shaking fist in the air, we shout, this is unfair.
We allow ourselves to feel hopeless and let go of control.
Weightless, or yin, we stop trying to silence inner and outer voices of criticism. We stop chasing proof of worth.
But if we connect that to something we do or some image or title, even space traveler, then it's conditions and stories we need to maintain. When we fear the empty present, when our TPM, thoughts per minute, is too high, we tend to believe thoughts. We want a plan, action, self-image, and professional title that provides proof. Proof that we have value, that we are safe, that we are lovable. The critical mind, when thoughts per minute, our TPM is high, we can't be satisfied for long. Thoughts of dissatisfaction always return, and with a high TPM, they return sooner.
Thus, to lower our TPM, we greet all thoughts and mental images with, "Ah, friend, I have received your transmission.
Ah, friend, I have received your transmission. Ah, friend, I have received your transmission. Ah, friend, I have received your transmission. Ah, friend, I have received your transmission."
That means we're not agreeing or disagreeing, just acknowledging we got the message.
If we try to ignore or disagree with the thought, we're fighting. But if we agree, our TPM also goes up. We lose the empty present, and our ability to cooperate, communicate, and be compassionate and creative decrease.
Do you remember the bills now?
I guess no.
Yes.
No, it's just more. You know, it's enough money also be in it. Say. You know, it's enough money also be in it. Say.
We hope to show an inverse relationship between the TPM and level of peace. Meditators know this, but the simulation can link this to measurable mission success parameters like conservation of resources, memory, and group cohesion.
Any response other than peace brings more conflict and stress.
Is life cruel? No, you fool. Deeper mechanisms at play, beyond what our puny minds say, or could ever comprehend.
And may never understand. Now, listeners, you may notice we switched from very serious technical issues relating to space travel to mystical, poetic, playful, amorphous, or spiritual territory. Go with it.
If you are predominantly left-brained or right-brained and only feel comfortable on one side or the other, this is your chance to connect with the other side of your brain.